My guest at this time is Minnesota Republican Congressman Eric Paulson, who represents the Gopher State's 3rd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Ways and Means Committee. And here on Thursday, most significantly, he's the sponsor of H.R. 436, which is a plan to repeal a part of the president's health care bill. Specifically, it would repeal the tax on medical devices. And he's here now to explain why he believes this is such a critical step. And Congressman, it's good to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you, and it's actually an important day because the House will act today with bipartisan support to repeal a new tax. It's actually a job-killing tax on medical device companies as a part of the new health care law. And, boy, I tell you, this is one of America's best success stories. It employs 423,000 people across the country, and this is a new tax that's going to be put in place, $29 billion tax starting in January of this next year. This is really going to hurt innovators, those device companies that produce life-saving and life-improving technologies that are so important to patients. And more importantly, it is going to hurt jobs unless we repeal this tax.
Now, let's take a step back here. $29 billion, is that per year? Is that in the long run, over 10 years? What are we talking there?
That's a $29 billion tax over a 10-year window. But it is important to point out that the tax is going to raise more revenue than the amount of money than is invested every year in the industry itself. And so this is going to prevent new startup ideas and new innovators from coming forward to become, you know, smart, innovative, strategic companies helping patients.
When we talk about medical devices, wheelchairs, pacemakers, what else are we generally folding into this industry?
Well, we're mostly talking about stents and cardiovascular devices, pacemakers, devices that literally do save lives, as well as those devices that might be less invasive to help with spine surgeries, knee surgeries, making patient care a little easier to get in and out of the hospital in a quicker way, rather than sometimes even without having major surgeries.
And so if there's a $29 billion tax over 10 years, it may not work out to the same every year, but it's an average of about $2.9 billion a year. It's a 2.3% increase. You mentioned the jobs that could be at risk. What kind of estimates do you have, sir, on what that might mean in terms of how many folks these companies can employ?
Well, some studies have shown that it could have a 10% loss of jobs in the industry, which is about 43,000 jobs. And even though the tax hasn't even started yet, we are already seeing companies react negatively to the upcoming tax. Some have already laid off employees or announced they're doing so. And one company in Michigan announced they're laying off 5% of their workforce, for instance, Stryker, which is a major medical device company. And this is just really important to focus on because these are some of our best jobs, and we should be doing all we can to encourage job creation, not make it tougher for these companies to be successful.
And does that mean that fewer of these devices will be available if not as many folks are around to make them?
Well, that's the other negative effect is the reality is that there will be fewer technologies, fewer innovations, which means our patients, our American patients, will have less access to these to the newest technologies. And so we're going to see less innovation from engineers and doctors and entrepreneurs creating these devices down the road.
One of the arguments that you'll hear from the Obama administration and opponents of your bill today, I'm sure, Congressman, is that if the president's health care plan survives the Supreme Court challenge, you're going to have a whole lot more people in the market. And if there's more people in the market, there'll be a higher demand for these devices. And so, therefore, any job losses potentially resulting from the higher taxes will be offset by the increased demand. True or not true?
Well, it's really not true. In fact, you need to look no further than a state like Massachusetts, which has similar provisions to the new national health care law. And the reality is that there's been no increase in utilization in that state whatsoever. And in fact, we're already seeing companies now laying off employees as is, and the tax hasn't even started yet. So many of the insurance reforms are designed to bring younger people into insurance coverage, but the older populations are the ones that are benefiting from these life-saving and life-improving technologies. So there's not going to be an increased utilization or a windfall at all for these medical device companies.
Sir, what do you expect on the House floor today?
I expect a bipartisan vote. We've got 240 co-authors of the bill with bipartisan support. We passed it in the first committee with bipartisan support last week, and there aren't many bills that have 240 co-authors, so we're looking forward to gaining some momentum, and then ultimately getting the Senate to have action as well, because there's still time to address the tax before it starts in 6 months.
And, of course, the Senate has been the place where a lot of House-passed bills have gone to stall, for lack of a better word. Do you believe that there will be action on this when it gets to the Senate?
Well, I sure hope so. I have to think that from a common-sense perspective, this is something that the Senate will want to act on. I certainly know there are many U.S. senators that represent states that have a strong prevalence of jobs in this industry, and now it's just making sure that the Senate leadership is going to be attentive to this issue as well.
As far as the Democratic opposition that's likely to line up today, do you suspect that it's because they think this is a good provision, or because any sort of tinkering with the president's health care plan is seen like a slippery slope?
Yeah, I think there are some Democrats that voted for the new tax or for the new health care law that, you know, they don't want to acknowledge that there's a lot of imperfections with the new law and it's just not working as it was intended. And so they're a little reticent to repealing parts of it. But the reality is this is an important ticking time bomb that we can stop. We've got time to address it before it starts in a little over 6 months. And so that's why I'm just focused like a laser beam on jobs and on health care in this provision.
Congressman, we'll follow the debate. We'll let you get to the floor. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much for your time.
You bet. Minnesota Republican Congressman Eric Paulson represents his state's 3rd Congressional District, member of the House Ways and Means Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.